afternoon and aloha, everyone. It's great to be back from Washington, D.C. for this wonderful, wonderful celebration. Governor Lingle, Admiral Keating, General Lee, Mayor Kim, honored guests, and most of all, aloha to all of the veterans who are here and the family and friends of Yukio Okutsu and Mrs. Okutsu. Thank you very much for your sacrifices on behalf of our country. It is a pleasure and an honor for me to be here today as we pay tribute to Hawaii's veterans and to celebrate the opening of our state's first veterans home. Yesterday, I had the privilege of meeting many of our veterans during the Veterans Day ceremonies in Honolulu. And later in the day, I met with a group of women veterans of the Women Veterans Support Network. And these women veterans had unique stories about their service to our country, and many of them told me how they came to choose the particular branch of the service that they joined. What impressed me the most about this group of brave women was that even after giving us a significant amount of their lives in service to our country, they continue to give of themselves and coming together to help each other and their families. And one member of the Women's Veteran Support Network said to me, and I quote, "We believe there is not a challenge out there that we cannot meet if we put our minds to it," end quote. I am sure that Congressional Medal of Honor recipient Yukio Okutsu had that same go-for-broke spirit when he volunteered to join the 442nd Regimental Combat Team and face the enemy at Mount Belvedere in Italy on April 7, 1945. And it is that can-do spirit of our veterans that was invoked in all those who gathered, is it only 6 years ago, to create the vision for our state's first veterans home. And the veterans' lessons of perseverance and determination were reflected in the work of all those involved in raising the money, gaining community support, and finally in the construction and completion of this 95-bed nursing home and adult daycare health center. I congratulate and commend the East Hawaii Management Advisory Committee, the Hawaii Health Systems Corporation Boards, the Hilo Medical Center Foundation, the Veterans Administration, the Office of Veterans Services, Governor Lingle, Mayor Kim, community leaders, and veterans groups across the state. Members of our congressional delegation, of which I am proud to be now a part of, including, of course, the late Congresswoman Patsy Meigg, were also very much on board from the very beginning to bring this vision to reality. One of the top priorities of our Congress is to ensure that our veterans receive the recognition and care that they deserve. And in this Congress, we supported historic increases in veterans' health care and benefits by passing legislation that provides the VA with the largest single increase in funding in its 77-year history. This will help the VA treat millions of patients, address veterans' mental health care needs, and provide funding for veterans' benefits. I hope that the President will sign this legislation into law so that the veterans who served in previous wars and those returning from Iraq and Afghanistan can get the care and the support that they so richly deserve. While we are here celebrating our veterans today, I close by noting that a debt of gratitude that this country still owes to a group of veterans awaiting justice, and that is the World War II Filipino veterans, many who are now in their 80s, who fought alongside our troops during World War II, only to be denied the benefits that they were promised at war's end. For 17 years, they have asked Washington for these benefits, and for the first time, a bill to grant full benefits has cleared key committees in both the House and the Senate this year. Just as so many of you banded together to build the Yukio Okutsu Veterans Home, I hope that today, as you learn about the Filipino World War II veterans still awaiting their benefits, that you add your voices if you had not already done so, to support the just cause of another group of veterans, our Filipino World War II veterans. Mahalo and aloha.